Oh, you could do better than that. Is he a good God? And does he deserve a joyful noise? So give him the praise. Give him the glory. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, man. Whew, I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord and to share a word from the Lord. Now, just to recap, amen, what has been being, you know, preached and taught. Of course, we know that it is, let me make sure this is work. Oh, you have to turn it on first. Amen. Yes, it is working. So I'm going to ask, can you see this? Is there, or is it too small? It's so, okay. So just squint a little bit, all right? And actually focus on the big screen if you can. Let us stand and recite or repeat the bearer. I can't see from here, though, so I'm going to have to turn around. Let's begin. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your strangers who is in that within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth ye. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. So just to recap what was spoken of last evening, first commandment deals with who we worship, amen? The second commandment deals with how we worship him and is a direct result of the first commandment. Also, the second commandment talks about all the gods of Egypt and how God used the 10 plagues to totally obliterate, amen, those false gods of Egypt. And God had to undo 400 years, right, of slavery under Egyptian bondage when he gave the 10 commandments. Tonight, we look into the third commandment. Amen? And that says, thou you shall, see, I'm so King James oriented that even though I see you, I am thinking thou. And it says, you shall not, what everybody? Take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, my subtitle for this evening, I've entitled it, Whose Brand Are You Carrying? Whose brand are you carrying? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, speak to the hearts of your people, Lord God, especially me. Lord God, I pray that you may have your way and your word may not return to you void, Lord God, but it may accomplish its purpose. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, in today's world, especially when it comes to, you know, social media, not to mention corporate or the corporate world or corporate industries, the word branding has become a thing of importance. And Brother Winston, this is because of our conversation that we had the other day. I don't know if you remember our conversation, and you mentioned something. Whose brand are you wearing? That you just opened up something for me, and I praise God. The Lord used you. So branding has become something of importance. Branding comes from an ancient practice where farmers branded or seared their letters or logos on the animals which they possessed. It also happened in the transatlantic slave, the slave trade. But it also happened, as you can see there, in Egypt. Did you know that it was more than likely that the Israelites were branded when they had the Exodus, or when they exited out of Egypt? Therefore, it was likely that they bore the mark of Egypt. They bore, or they carried, or they had in their flesh the symbol of Pharaoh. And if any of them ran away anywhere in the world, people will know that they belong to Pharaoh and they belong to Egypt. Today, there's a different method of branding. People brand their websites. They brand their media outlets. Corporations and businesses brand their companies. Even churches are branding now. And this is done through logos and catchphrases. Anybody recognize this sign? All right, it is the swoosh. And somebody said they scream Nike, right? And what is Nike's famous saying? Just do it. And what about this right here? Aha, Apple. And anybody know their slogan? No, for those who don't know, it is think different. And this was inspired by Elder Cornwall, because that sermon still resonates within my heart. Zest, right? And anybody know the slogan for that? You're not fully clean until you're zest fully clean. Okay, so branding is essential for, you know, the company, because it builds what, everybody? Recognition. It establishes trust. It differentiates itself from other competitors. It creates an emotional connection with consumers, and it fosters loyalty. I'm going somewhere with this. Did you not know that God has a brand? Yeah. Come on, somebody. All right. And God's brand builds recognition. If you're wearing his brand, guess what? People recognize who you are. And not only that, because you're wearing his brand, people tend to trust you because you're God's. And not only that, it differentiates. It's a separator. His name is a separator. It creates emotional connection. If the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will what? Draw all men. You will connect with people. And it fosters a loyalty to him. That's his name. Amen? His name is above all names. That's his brand. And you remember when I talked to you about who he, what his name is? Anybody remember? What did I say it was? Okay, that's one of them. But I mentioned Yahweh. Come on, somebody. And I mentioned that he is the I am, right? The I am that I am. And in fact, that actually means the I am that I will be, or the I am who I will be to you. And that entails the self-existing one, the God above all gods. In fact, the only living and true God, God, right? So God's name is his brand, and he's very serious and stands on business about his name. Come on, somebody. He writes with his own finger in stone, "You shall not take my name in vain." And the word take, nasa, it literally means to lift, to bear, or to carry. In other words, you are lifting, or you are carrying the name of God. Are you hearing me out there? It is like precious cargo because it's holy, it's righteous. That's his name, and it's to be handled with care. For instance, if you are shipping an expensive item, like a TV or some other electronics or fragile things that can be easily damaged, if you don't handle it with care, you usually see this sign, right? Fragile. In other words, you can't kick it about. You have to handle it with care. You can't throw it on the truck. Come on, somebody. You can't drop it because you might break it. And if you break it, guess what?